Well, praise the Lord. Welcome back, everyone. This is Pastor Steve Akers. This is Word and Power. I pray that you enjoyed last week's broadcast. I sure did. And I pray that you've tuned in again this week and you're excited about what God is doing and really what he's doing in your life. Because that's what this broadcast is all about. It's to see you changed by the power of God. It's to see you grow more in God, have a greater understanding and a revelation of who God is and who God is in you, so that you can be effective to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world and right where you live, right where you're at right there, spreading the gospel, telling people about the good news of Jesus. Wow, that's awesome. And that's what it's about. I'm sharing with you and you share with somebody else, and pretty soon everybody in the world knows about Jesus. And that wouldn't that be an awesome thing? Oh, praise God. Well, I hope you're taking notes and writing down and enjoying it. And we just are so blessed to be able to come to you every week and to share the good news, to share the Word of God. We love to share the Word of God. It's just it's so much of a blessing for us. I hope you realize that this is, it's not just having a program somewhere. We love to share with you the love of God, the Word of God, and to see you grow, to see you increase in God. That's our heart's cry. So praise God. Well, let's pray. We'll get right back into our lesson. We don't want to eat up all the time just jabbering here, but we want you to be blessed by what's going on and to stay in tune with what God wants to do and what he wants to say to you through this program. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for today. This is the day that you have made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. We just give you praise and honor. Thank you for every person that's listening. Bless them, Lord. Touch their hearts. Heal their bodies. Clear their minds. Renew their minds with your word. Show them your love. Show them the promise of your word. Help them to increase in you. And we give you the praise and glory. We give you all the honor. And in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, glory. All right, let's get back in. Remember, lesson is who you are in Christ. Who are you in Christ? Who is Christ in you? We're going to clear that up as we go along through this lesson, as we begin to teach on this series. So we talked about being unique last week. So I'm not going to review much, but just that we're wonderfully and fearfully made. We're made in God's image and in his likeness. Second thing I wanted to talk about then is we are called. A lot of times people don't understand that. They believe that just ministers and preachers and pastors and those that are in the ministry full-time, they're the only ones that's called. But that's not true. Every person who is born again is called by God to do the work of the ministry. And in fact, we find in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, it says, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, that he formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine." See, we've been called unto him for a purpose. Every one of us is born again. In Isaiah 43, verse 7, it says, "Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him." We are called. Now that's Old Testament, so let's move over into the New Testament, Romans chapter 1. Verses 6 and 7. It says, "Among whom you also, the called of Jesus Christ, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Called to be saints? Wow. Boy, that's a new concept to some of us. But think about that. See, if you've been born again, you accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And so what has happened that in 2 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 5, verse 17, it talks about that we have become a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Wow, think about that. Why? Because Jesus came into your heart and you are born again. New creature. Old things are gone. All your sins have been washed away. You've been given the gift of eternal life, and you have begun your journey of eternal life the minute you got saved. It doesn't happen when start happening when you get to heaven. It started the day you got saved. It started that very minute. So when we begin to understand that, we have been called to be saints. There's a way that people can tell you things like, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. Well, yeah, that has truth to it. You were an old sinner. You have been saved by grace. Noah, you can't be saved by works. You're saved by grace, by the grace and love of God. It's a free gift. You can't earn it. You can't work for it. It's by grace. But see, when you got born again, you were changed. Now, there's part of you that's still being worked on. And we'll get into that later, but that's your mind, your will, and your emotions. But your spirit man is one with God. It says, he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. So you have been joined to the Lord in your spirit man. So when it talks about we've been made in God's image and his likeness, it means that God is a three-part being. He is a triune God. He is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are a triune being in that we are spirit, we are soul, and we are body. We have a spirit, that's our eternal being that lives forever. We have a soul made up of our mind, our will, and our emotions. We have a body, which is the shell or the house for the spirit and the soul. Now, some have maybe never heard that before, but that scripture lays that out, talks about it in Hebrews, talks about it in several places where it describes the three parts of because we're made in God's image. Well, our spirit man is perfectly saved because the Holy Spirit and our spirit became one when you got born again. But your mind, your will, and your emotions, we're still working on that. All of us are. Our mind, of course, we have to renew our mind with the Word of God. We have to deal with our will of being obedient to God, and we have to keep our emotions in check because we can't be run by our emotions. We have to be led by the Spirit. We have to be listened to the Holy Spirit, listen to the Word of God. So we're growing in that area. And, of course, our body now will be redeemed when we move from this earth to heaven. So when we understand that, we know we've been called for a purpose. We're saints. We are called to do the work of the ministry. We're called, every one of us. When you share the gospel with a neighbor, you are ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are a minister. You've been called to do that. Every one of us have been called to do that. You may not be ever behind a pulpit or have a ministry or be a pastor, but you are called to minister because you are called. Every one of us called. In Romans 8 and 28 through 31, it says this, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. He has a purpose. Remember I talked about last week, God has a plan for every one of our life, and we have to get into that plan because that plan is awesome. It's so much more of God in the plan when we stop fighting God and we begin to cooperate with God, learning about God. That's why we have this program, because we want to see people learn about God and be able to walk in the fullness of what God has done for us. You know, wow, what an awesome time to grab the hold of, just to begin to comprehend and say, hey, wow, I'm okay with God the Father. And that is true, because you got born again, your sins have been forgiven. And I've been called with a purpose. So a lot of people ask here on the earth, they say, why am I here? What am I here to do? You're called with the purpose of God to do what God needs you to do. To share the gospel, to share with people, to comprehend all that God is and how much God loves you, and you can share that with others and tell them how much God loves them. That's a calling, that you are called to do that. Wow. That is so, when we get a hold of that, is so powerful. And then let's look at some other scriptures. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, it says, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. So here he dealt with the church at Rome. He dealt with the church at Corinth. And he said, people are called, the children of God, there, that you're called to be saints. You're called with a purpose. You're called to do some stuff. Wow, that's powerful. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 24. It says, brethren, let every man wherein he is called therein abide with God. So if you have a a particular gifting that God has given to you. You have a calling to do certain things. You have your destiny in God. You have your purpose that God has given. Find out what that is. And it says stay in that and walk in it, because that's where you'll be the most powerful for God. Then in Romans 11:29, it says this, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. When God calls you to something, he's not going to take it back. When he gifts you, when he gives you giftings from himself, so you have abilities to do what he's called you to do, he's not going to take them back. It's without repentance. I mean, he gives them to you so you can do what God's called you to do. Now, that's awesome. That just clears up a whole bunch of stuff about, wow. See, what happens in your identity is if you listen to the devil, if you listen to the world, listen to some of your ungodly friends, they will convince you that you are worthless and no good. But that is not what God says about you. You are called with a purpose and a plan, and God loves you, and he wants to flow through you to bless other people. That is an awesome understanding. When you get a hold of that, then you know you are valuable to God, and you are valuable to this earth, because you have some good news for them, because you have experienced the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are not worthless. You are not unvaluable. You are valuable to God. I mean, that just getting a hold of that truth today would be worth everything. All the effort you put to listen to this radio broadcast, everything that you just stop and say, whoa, I am valuable. God loves me. That's a change in your identity. To many of you have never been taught that. Many of you don't know that. But I'm here to tell you, God loves you. You are valuable to God. God has a plan. God has a purpose for you. You're called to do it. Wow, isn't that powerful? What an awesome truth. If everybody just grabs a hold of that one truth today, it would be tremendous. Just absolutely tremendous to know that. It's said in 1 Corinthians 1:9, it says, God is faithful by whom you were called under the fellowship of his son Jesus. He's faithful because he called you. He called you into the family through getting saved, and now he called you into the work of the Lord because that's what he wants you to do. And he's going to gift you or give you the giftings and the abilities you need to do it, and he just gives them to you. That's an awesome God we serve. That is an awesome God we serve. Wow, called you to be a saint, called you to preach, called you to share, called you to have gifts where you can flow through the giftings of the Holy Spirit and help people and bless people. That's tremendous. But to understand and know that truth, just to know that truth, that I'm valuable, that God loves me, even though I know, yeah, okay, I'm saved and all that. No, God loves you, and you are valuable and important to him. That you needed to know today. And we've run out of time, so don't you miss next week. We'll get into some more critical and important stuff. But I want to hear from you. Write us. Let us know. We want to pray for you. Write us at Word and Power Ministries, P.O. Box 521870, Longwood, Florida, 32752-1870, USA. Our email address is info@wordandpower.us. On the web, www.wordandpower.us. We want to hear from you. We love to hear and write. We want to hear your testimonies. We want to hear your prayer requests so we can pray for you. We love you. God loves you. Don't you miss next week. We'll see you then for sure. Amen.